step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies? Such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license? Or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I want to talk to you guys about basically being successful and the mindset you have to be successful, and give you a little bit of what I think about what's going to happen with the U.S. and kind of letting history be our guide. The first thing I want to touch on is in my last podcast called Solutions and Tips on Thriving or Surviving and Thriving in Tough Economic Times. Toward the end, I talked about the propaganda that's going on. And like I said in that podcast, that mass shootings were going to be a trend. Today is July 4th, and we all know what happened, or we should know by now what happened in Highland Park. I used to live in Highland Park. Highland Park is a really nice neighborhood. I mean, Michael Jordan had his house there. That's where the naval base is. It's a really nice neighborhood. I was having a conversation with my friend, and I said, the whole entire U.S. has become a hood. Because back in the day, this type of stuff would only happen in the ghetto in bad environments. Now, you've got people getting killed in the masses in nice neighborhoods. There was a mass shooting in Laguna Beach. That's kind of where, that's where Kobe used to live. That's where all the, you know, is Orange County. Anyone that knows anything about California knows Orange County is another very nice neighborhood. What I said in that previous podcast, that was like June 28th. I don't know exactly when it was. I told you guys at that time there was 235 mass shootings. This number is 309. The number from today was 309. I just had a conversation on this podcast about it literally like 2 weeks ago. And I told you the number was 235. Like, come on, man. The deterioration that is happening in the U.S. is unprecedented. And like I said, that one was 235, and now we're at 309. That's like 70 mass shootings in a month. Ridiculous. So I think you guys need to prepare to get the hell out. It ain't getting any better. And I keep saying that over and over again. And it's like, if you travel, you know, there's boards that you go online that the government puts up, and it tells you, don't travel here. This country's this. This country's this. Come on, man. Where do we fall at on that list? The United States. I was reading an article yesterday because I'm getting ready to go back to Colombia at the end of the month for business. And then they got a new president. The new president got elected. And I was trying to figure out how that was going to affect the economy in Medellin, because obviously that's where I do business at. So I was like, what's going to happen? So we immediately looking up that information. I came across an article that said Medellin is a safer city to live in than Chicago. And then they name off some other cities in the U.S. We talking about a third world country. Medellin was the murder capital of the world for like however many years. It's been a while now. It still has a higher per capita murder rate than a lot of the countries. But it's less than a city in America. Let that sink in. That's insane that a city in a third world country is safer than a city in the U.S. But this is still, it's still the greatest country in the world. Everybody want to come here. Nobody want to come here. It's funny because like the media always talks about all the people that are trying to get here. It never outlines how many people are trying to leave. How many people, look it up. Look up how many people have left California to move to Mexico. There's a whole thing going on about that. So, guys, I said it before and I'm going to say it again. I think you guys need to try to figure out, come up with a plan B. Try to figure out how to start a life somewhere else. And it leads to my next point. I think it's going to be very, very hard to be successful in the U.S. moving forward. The reason I say that is because, again, I'm going to go back through history and I'm going to tie this all together at some point in time. I wrote a book called Escape the Entrapment of Debt. It's coming out in 2023. I break down how slavery was not abolished. It was just innovated. If you know the history of slavery, I broke that down on a previous podcast a little bit. People were debt slaves. And so you had to work your debt off in order for you to obviously, you know, be free. I say they innovated slavery because now everyone's a slave. The system is still the same. Anybody that has debt is a slave to the system, because if you don't have any debt, no one can control you. So the best way for you to get out and be free is to not have any debt. No credit card debts, no nothing, right? And if you own a property, the way the U.S. works, then you got property taxes. And if you don't pay it, they can come get that. So you actually never, ever really own anything in the U.S. If you go buy land in other countries, that's yours. Nobody can come take it from you. So as long as you're in the U.S., if you own a house, they got you. You can't do anything, because let you slip up and not pay that $500, that's a tax deed. I can go out there and buy your house for $500 plus the fees for, you know, the court fees and the title fees. I mean, I've bought tax liens before for pennies on the dollar, and people have came back right at their redemption period. I'm like literally 2 days before, and they've taken they paid the back taxes. And for example, I'm going to go back to what I was saying before. There was a tax deed in Florida that I got. It was like $3,000. And the land plot was like an acre and a half. If I could have got it, it was worth $90,000. This dude redeemed it literally 2 days before it was about to be mine. He came back and got it because he was in his redemption period. So I'm just saying, like, you never really own anything in the U.S. versus in other countries. Once you buy it, you got it. It's yours. No one can take it from you. So that goes back to my next point. As long as you have debt, you will always be a slave to the system, because with being out of that system of debt, no one can control you because you're not beholden to anybody. Like, you heard me say this before, you can go work at McDonald's and have a good life because you don't have any bills. You can go do whatever. You can go live and do how you want to do it. But with the government increasing the debt levels the way they did with inflation and all these other things, I think the national debt is like $31 trillion. And then I think globally, it's like $215 trillion that we are in debt, like globally. So as there's $31 trillion in debt. I forgot what that number breaks down to for each person. And it breaks down, you can look it up too. Look that up too. Look down the debt for each person based on what the government's done. So even if you're out of debt, as long as you live in the U.S. and you're a citizen, they got you. So the more and more debt the government has, the more and more you're a slave to the system if you live here. And so they got us. Or they got some people. Because I'm in the States 2 weeks out of the year, and two weeks out of the month, and then I'm out. And I'm trying to make that a lot longer, but I got responsibilities here. I got a son that I got to take care of, and I'm trying to make that happen to where he can go to Germany. You know what I mean? Like, that's where he's from or his mom is from. So I'm trying to get her to go back to Germany, and then I'll live between Europe and Colombia. That's what my plan is. And then I'll obviously keep something in the States because I got family here, but I will spend most of my time outside of the country because it's so weird because when I'm in Colombia and Medellin, I feel much more safe than I do in the States. Like the other day I was driving and I got a nice car and I'm like, man, the police pulls up behind me and I'm tripping out. When I'm in Colombia, man, I see the police, I don't even think about anything. I know one time, and I go on rants periodically because I'm just giving you guys examples. I was in Costa Rica. It was seven of us, all of us black, all of us dark skinned. We're in Costa Rica and we passed by like eight police officers that were just outside at the park hanging out. And this is kind of like my first time being out of the country in Latin America. And I'm here I am with my mindset thinking, man, it's about to go down. And so we're walking and we walk, you know, we had to go in that direction to go where we were going. None of them. They were like, oh, what's up, man? Where you guys going? They talked to us. They were super friendly, dapped us up the whole thing. Like they were just like showing us love. That will never, ever happen in the States. And so like when I go outside of the country, I feel so like free, so relieved, no stress, no nothing. Even with me doing the same amount of work that I got to do here, it feels like it's so much easier when I'm out of the country. It's like I'm focused and, it's just a different vibe. So it's like the deterioration in the U.S. is mind-blowing. How fast it went or how fast it's accelerated under the current administration. So I want to give you guys a couple of things you should do and a couple of books you should read so you can prepare.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could get into real estate investing? You can change this as quickly or as slowly as you want to now. Imagine yourself networking and making new connections in real estate globally, or buying an investment property in a market or country that fits your needs. People do. They know what I'm talking about, and now you can too with InvestFar. Connect and join the network. Remote investing made safe and easy.
I think you guys should read in this order, if you have not, I think you guys should read Think and Grow Rich. That will be a great book to read because it'll give you your purpose. But once you read that book, it should help you identify your why, on why you need to get out of here and why you need to do certain things. It'll help you to figure out what your purpose is. And once you guys figure out what your purpose is, that's where your passion is going to lie. And they say, if you do something you love, you never work a day in your life. And that's doing something that you're passionate about. Most people generate wealth because they're doing something that they're passionate about. So read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That's going to lead you down the path and it's going to lead you down a rabbit hole, but it's a good rabbit hole. And for you to discover who you are and what you're passionate about. And everybody has something that they can offer. I truly believe that we were all put here to do something. What's inside of you, nobody else on this earth is going to be able to produce that the way you would. Like they can maybe do something similar, but we all have a purpose. And like for me, my purpose is obviously writing the books that I've written, me creating the InvestFar app, me doing whatever that is, me giving my knowledge, you guys listening to this podcast. I have my own experiences and I give and I share based on my own experiences. That's what people on YouTube do. That's what people that write books do. Like they all do the same thing. So like we all have some sort of expertise, whether it be you being a mechanic, whether you know how to do something and you can turn that into profit. Like some of these videos on YouTube, a person's fixing a car seat on a BMW. How many people got that same BMW and they go on and they watch this person fix that car seat? Now that video got a lot of views. That's what I'm saying. Like we all have some kind of expertise. So once you figure out what your purpose is, you're going to be able to pull from your background and your expertise and turn that into a business. People have cars in other countries. So like people got BMWs in other countries. This YouTube video is going to be seen wherever. I'm not saying you got to do a YouTube video. I'm just giving you an example on something that you can use, something that you can tap into your passion and turn it into a revenue stream. But I think you read that book. And then from that book, I think the next book you should read is 4-Hour Work Week. 4-Hour Work Week should give you an idea on how to minimize your time using your passion, and it also help you employ other people at the same time. So I think you read that book as well. And I also think you read the book, The Millionaire Mind. The Millionaire Mind by Thomas J. Stanley. Look that up. That's another book to give you an idea on how people that are rich think. Everyone has this mindset that rich people think a certain type of way or rich people live a certain lifestyle when they actually don't. So I think you should read those three books to reframe how you look at money. The one thing that the real estate investing diet does, it changes your money blueprint. We all have a blueprint on how we view money based on our demographics, on how we grew up, based on our parents, based on our different experiences. So a lot of times people need to have their money blueprint redone, because I know you guys heard people say, you know, money's evil or money don't grow on trees or money this, money that. That's their belief system. So people's money blueprint is limited to their belief system. And that prevents people from being successful because they feel like they got to have a lot of money to go out here and make money, because it's like you have to spend money to make money, which is a lot. I mean, I made $500,000 last year on one of my businesses and I never spent a dime. But what I did do was put up sweat equity. And so that's what I mean. Like, we have these different phrases out here that are programmed in our mind. And so then it holds us back. So that's why I think you guys should follow those books in that order. And that'll change your entire perspective. And once you do that, then you will start to see your life will start to change. So I think the best thing for people to do right now is like get out of this mindset, get out of this ideology that we have been indoctrinated with growing up here. And it's like we think that the U.S. is the greatest country in the world, and it's really not. 60% of the U.S. population don't have a passport. So what happens with that is like, people tend to view the world as what they see on a daily basis. And so that's why the U.S., in my opinion, operates the way it does, because 200 million people have never, ever left this country. That is crazy. So that the ideas that they have, like I said, with me, I expected to go out of the country and get treated a certain type of way because that's how we're treated in the U.S. So we have this perception as a country, because 200 million people have never left. So that's why they have this idea that this is the greatest country in the world when it's not. And they don't know. So if you don't have a passport, I think you get one. And then I think you leave here. And then I think once you come back, you're going to have a completely different perspective on your environment. And especially if you go into third world countries where they say are on the no travel list. Like, they say don't go to Mexico because of this. They say don't go to Colombia because of this. They don't want you to go because they know once you do, you're going to get that red pill. Your eyes are going to be open to what's really real out here, and you're going to want to leave. A lot of people leave their countries and come to the U.S. because of the opportunity. When you get here, what you will notice, if you're coming from somewhere else, you're going to notice how you can get here and you got so many resources and tools at your disposal. The 200 million people that are here, they don't take advantage of that because they don't understand how lucky they are. They just feel entitled. That's why I think people should get a passport and go to a third world country, and you will see when you come back that your life and how you approach things is going to be different, because you're going to appreciate way more when you get back. If you go to Europe, I don't think you're going to have that same experience if you go to like the DR or you go to Colombia or you go to certain parts of Mexico. You're going to see the world completely different. You know what I mean? So like, even with me going to Spain, Spain is still in Europe and it's a Western country and it's a first world country. It's developed. But I still saw like, man, it's a little bit different than being in the States. Things were a little bit cheaper. But I think I really noticed it and really came back when I started traveling to Latin America, regardless of me having a good time, I'm just like, God dang, like we kind of got it good. If you live in the hood in the U.S., there's no comparison to what a hood is like in Colombia. There's not even the worst hood in America is like Beverly Hills in Colombia. Minimum wage in Colombia is $256 a month. Let that sink in. So obviously in a situation like that, $256 USD for minimum wage is not going to cut it for you. But just think about, if that's minimum wage, look at a higher lifestyle, not, you know, like maybe middle class. I think you only need about $2,000 a month to live like a king in Colombia. Like, and if you go to Medellin, you can look up videos. It's just like being in Miami. I mean, it's really like that. Like the cars are a little bit different, but the grocery store like Carulla, Jumbo, it's just like going to a grocery store in the States. It's real first world country like. So, I mean, you can go over there in with $2,000 and live like a king. So find out how to make money in US dollars. So use what I'm saying. Come up with a business. Use your ideas to be able to generate money in US dollars and live abroad, live somewhere else. Even if you want to keep a little small apartment over here, one bedroom for you to come back, or just keep a house over here. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You'll be able to afford both. Trust me on that. But I think you guys need to figure out how to be able to live abroad and be able to come back here whenever you want to and live your life somewhere else. Because the way the cost of living is going here, the way things are getting more expensive, that lavish lifestyle or even the middle class lifestyle is going away. So you can live like a king somewhere else, man. And if you want to come over here for 2 weeks every 3 or 4 months and you got a house that you've paid off or that you're making payments on or that you're renting out, or Airbnb, and then whenever you come in town, you take it off or do a VRBO. Whenever you come in town, you take it off the calendar. Do something like that, man. Go where you're treated best. Go where it makes sense. So I, if you don't have a passport, get a passport and start moving around. Look up places that are beneficial to your situation and you being able to come back. I think once you start moving around, you can discover where it is that you want to go, where you're treated best. For me, I love Latin culture. Colombia or Costa Rica or Panama, those are the cities that I like to be in. Like, I mean, those are the countries that I like to be in. That's where I want to go because I'm treated well there. My currency goes far. The people are amazing. The food is great. It's really relaxing. The climate's good. So, you know, that's kind of where I like to go. Europe is not bad either. I like Europe. Your money's not going to go as far going to Europe, but if that fits you and that suits you better than being in a third world country, then go there. But I, you know what I mean? Make your money in US dollars or whatever you got to do to go somewhere else, man. But there's really no need to be here if you don't have to be here. If you're a single person or if you're a single mother with a kid or a single dad with just one kid and you don't have responsibilities, man, get the fuck out right now. You know what I mean? Like, don't wait. A lot of people are reactive. Don't wait until some shit happens before you make a decision to go. You go. You sit and you look back and be like, damn, I'm happy I left before it got too crazy. You don't want to be in the middle of some shit trying to get out. That's going to be way harder to do versus being somewhere and then watching from afar. And then you being able to make the decision on when you want to come back. Like, all right, you know what? It done cooled down a little bit in the States. I'm going to go back and hang out for about 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month or so, and then I'm going to come back. You make the decision, but don't wait until you know, last minute when there's only a couple flights out and you're trying to hop on a plane at the last minute and you stuck, and now you stuck in some shit that you can't get out of. Nah, man. Come up with a plan B. And the worst case scenario is you got a great vacation spot or you got another place that you can go to just chill out, have some focus time. If you got a business, which you should, hopefully, you can go there for 2 or 3 weeks and really dive in. You don't got to worry about somebody hitting you up all the time because if people know you're out of the country, they tend to leave you alone. So you go there and you focus and you get stuff done. You get way more done while you're out of the country because you don't really got those distractions of like meeting up with people trying to go to dinner or hang out or do all, you way more regimented or you more on a routine, you probably working out or doing stuff or being more active than you are being at the crib. So that's what I think, man. Come up with a plan B. And if nothing really happens, then you got that spot to go to for you to focus and get stuff done. But anyway, guys, man, get those books. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, 4-Hour Work Week, and then The Millionaire Mind. That's what I think you guys need to be on right now, getting your mindset right, getting yourself out of the situation that's coming. Don't wait for something to happen, right? Create the life that you want, but definitely don't wait for the world to collapse. You know what I mean? Like the Roman Empire, everything was all good. Like people were partying, people were having orgies and all kind of crazy stuff. And in less than 6 months, that shit was gone. It happens that fast. So don't wait until this thing collapses and then try to make moves. Make moves and then watch it collapse from afar. And if it never collapses, then cool. But if history is our guide, it's happening. It's just a matter of when. So guys, stay ready so you don't got to get ready when that time comes. Take care and I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.